Hey, thank you for calling us back, Robert. How are we doing?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Sid Peterson, Robert. Actually, we were reaching out regarding one of your properties, I believe you own.
Yeah, which one? I own a bunch of them.
Just give me one second. Let me see which one we were reaching you out about.
Are you talking about the Virginia house?
In Hopewell, yep. On Cobblestone Drive?
Yep, that's it.
Do you have any plans selling it?
Do you have any plans buying it?
Sure, for the right price.
Yeah, well, you're probably talking to the wrong monkey. Because I'm not giving the freaking thing away. It's the best house in the neighborhood.
Okay.
I get calls all the time. And
all
it's
right,
worth
no
more
problem.
Than anything in the neighborhood. Do you know Cobblestone, or are you just fishing?
I don't, but my acquisition manager does.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, you can look at it. If you want to talk,
okay.
You can talk. But don't come in at some stupid-ass price. I'm serious, okay? Because all
right.
My homes are paid for, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like people that start playing games with me. I don't do well with games at all, okay? I run two national breweries. I'm the CEO and chairman of the board, okay? So I don't go this back and forth and play games with people, particularly the kind of people that are in real estate sometimes.
Right.
So,
and what would you say would be the best time for my acquisition manager to reach out?
I don't care. If I'm at the office working, I'll answer the phone. I can tell you this. Don't come in here at 365, 385. You better be up around 419. I'll just give it to the family. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
It's gonna be a bidding war. Everybody wants that house. It's up against the woods. It's got the paneling. It's got everything. Fred and Jimmy, actually Jimmy and Teresa Jones built it, and Fred owned the insurance company, owned it, and I bought it from him from my girl. So I know the house very, very well.
Okay.
But you guys call and sometimes want to play games, and I really, really get pissed when I talk to a realtor.
Right. Okay. Let me reach out to
I'd say realtors and insurance people are probably right there together along with car salesmen. And I'm right, and you know it. I had one son of a bitch call me from around the neighborhood, and he said, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to take the house off your hands. I said, what did you say to me? He said, well, I got cash. I said, I don't give a shit if you're buying it in yen or pesos or whatever. I said, you don't quite know my background, who I am, do you? I said, you were in the Army, weren't you? Weren't you an infantry officer and a ranger and all that? Well, I said, well, don't sit there. I mean, who the hell do you dickheads think you're talking to sometimes? Take it off my hands.
Okay.
I said, well, you just, I said, when I come back a year and I'll have a beer together, but I said, it's not going to be pleasant, okay? So be a gentleman, be up front, and be fair. And if you're not, I'll open the door and I'll kick your ass out. How about that? I can't stand realtors. The games they play. They're your best friend until something happens, you know?
All right. Let me do my homework first.
Not in Las Vegas, have you?
Sorry?
You haven't seen the houses I own in Las Vegas, have you? See, you don't know anything about me. All right.
Yep.
Your manager is not my buddy. Okay? So if he wants to make an offer, he can talk to me. But don't play games. All right? Please. Because that's the way you guys are. All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you.